We are united. We are united in our shock. We are united in our anguish. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us.
To my colleagues, you're going to hear me say something you've never heard me say before. I identify myself with the remarks of the speaker. We are not one caucus or the other in this House today, but we speak for each other in saying that we send our thoughts and prayers to our colleague, Steve Scalise.
All right. There's the minority leader and the Speaker of the House right there, Nancy Pelosi and Paul Ryan. Signaling unity on the floor of the House. You have some other congressmen doing that right now. And we are joined by Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, it's good to have you, Congressman. I know that this was startling to you. We had a little communication this morning about this that was very startling to you. We had a member of the Illinois delegation who was there. You know a number of the people who were in harm's way, and it's the sort of thing that is unexpected. But we live in the most contentious political era since the 1860s in America.
Yeah, I put it this way: all you got to do is read my Facebook or any member of Congress's Facebook and see the comments that are posted, and you know the vast majority of people leave their kind of hate and anger at comments. But you know, in a country of 300 some million people, there's going to be some that get so angry sitting in their basement watching TV or whatever that they decide to take it to the next step. This is actually, to be honest with you, I've said in private to a number of people, like, this was a fear I have had and have talked about for a long time. You know, there's no amount of security that can fully protect a member of Congress. You know, we don't want to be in a bubble. We want to be interactive with people. But to have somebody drive up from Mike Boss' district, and I mentioned to him, you know, this could have easily been him if this guy had decided he wanted to take it out on his local congressman. And you know, Rodney Davis was there. I chatted with him on the House floor and gave him a hug.
And Rodney Davis's district is neighboring that, right? It's just a few miles away from Belleville.
Yep. It was a very tragic situation. And my fear now is copycats and escalation and retribution type stuff. I think everybody, we had a great moment where all the members of Congress, both sides of the aisle, were together to get a briefing on what happened. And we all held hands, frankly, and prayed. And so it's a tough situation out here. My friend Steve's in pretty serious condition, and we just pray that nothing like this happens again. And we pray that we take a lesson from this, which is we can have passionate debates. I'm all for that. Otherwise, we're not a democracy. But the level of hate, ruining Thanksgiving dinner because somebody has a different political opinion, or not talking to your kids or your dad because he voted for Trump or didn't, that's got to end. We've got to get back to being civil and disagreeable, disagreeing but not being disagreeable, as the old saying goes.
Yeah. I think that's what Congressman Davis was saying today, too. That's exactly his point. When he came out to talk to CNN, I believe, just shortly after. He still had his baseball uniform on, and he appeared like they referenced he had blood on his arm or hand or something.
Yeah.
And he just was calling for that kind of political calm. I mean, it's a really potent message right now.
And I want to say one other thing, too. You know, we talk about the old saying is sheep's wolves and sheepdogs. Lieutenant Colonel Grossman wrote a good essay on it. And so that we call the police the sheepdogs. You know, you don't like them around until you need them. And I got to say, these two Capitol police officers, they're heroes. They charged at the gunman. They both were wounded, from what I understand, and still killed him. And that had they not been there, somebody said, I think Rand Paul said this morning, it's a fact, had they not been there, this would have been a massacre, and there would be a lot of dead members of Congress and staff, and one of the members of Congress had his 9-year-old kid there.
Right. And a moment of heroism, too. You never know in a situation like that, but there was an intense amount of heroism here as the congressman and staff, the people who were there, grabbed that 10-year-old and were able to then throw him into the dugout and then pile on top of him to create a human shield to protect the child, which is a pretty incredible story. And I want to go back to that point about the Capitol Police. had they not been there, had Steve Scalise not been a member of, you know, of leadership mm-hmm. and therefore assigned to bodyguards, this would have been a very different day that we're having here. I mean, this is a tragic, terrible day, and you have, you know, a deranged and it's I think horrifying that it's from Illinois. I mean, just you know, you just hate that. All of us are, you know, proud lifers here in the state, and mm-hmm. We certainly don't want it to be from here. And then you have a moment where I can just imagine what is going on in Bernie Sanders' world.
Oh yeah,
you know, as he's
the pain he feels. You could feel it when he made a statement today.
The recrimination that he feels about this, having this guy having once the shooter once having worked as a volunteer for his campaign, and again the craziness, and we talk about this. We cannot burn this thing to the ground. This is a moment. Right. And the rhetoric is out of control on both sides. And those who set the pace here, whether it's, and we, you know what, I don't want to mention it because we all know who the pace setters are in the rhetoric race. I mean, and you know, based on whatever your political proclivity is, who it is that you think is, you know, being the worst at this, they need to tone it down. I was very relieved that the president came out in a moderated tone today.
Amen.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And you know, look, it's the blame game will happen by some fringe elements that will blame the rhetoric of the left. And you know, look, some of the when President Obama was president, when you know Nancy Pelosi was speaker, they had threats against them too. This is a problem that spans political divides.
Sure.
I've had, you know, death threats myself and had somebody arrested just recently for it. And this is a real issue. And, you know, again, you know, just because this is a high profile shooting, it's an opportunity to, I think, kind of recage how we speak in this country to each other. And, you know, I hope it's not a lesson that's wasted.
Yeah. Great point.
Congressman, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
You bet, guys. Thanks.
Right. Congressman Kinzinger. Mm-hmm. Judy Pylak's got the WGN News coming your way in 2 minutes.